Hi, good evening, Dr. Sumija. How are you doing today?
Hello, hello, very good. Doing good.
First of all, thank you for making your presence in this session. With your permission, can I start the recording for this session for academic purposes?
Sure.
Okay. So, Dr. Jha, before we start, would you like to take some seconds to gather your thoughts? And when you are ready, do let me know.
Yeah. Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. So, what would you like to discuss today?
Today, I wanted to discuss about my experience in my institute when I deal with the administrative staff members. Sometimes I feel that when I deal with them, I tell them something once. I feel it is not immediately done. Then I have to tell them twice, thrice to actually get the work done. So I feel annoyed kind of sometimes that why they don't listen to me in one go. Fine. So if I've told them something, I've told them. I need not remind them. I need not tell them time and again. So that is one thing that I wanted to understand, how to what to do when such situation comes, and how to deal with such administrative staffs who won't listen to me in one go. I have to repeat request them twice, thrice to actually get the work done. So yeah, I just want you to understand this.
What I hear, Dr. Jha, that you feel uncomfortable. You have to repeat the work twice or thrice to your administrative staff. You feel why that work cannot be done in one go. It seems that you are looking for options to convey the administrative staff a way by which they are ready to do the work in one go.
Kind of, yes. I want to understand how can I communicate with them the task or what they are supposed to do in a way that they understand the sense of urgency and respond it immediately. Sometimes I feel that it's possible that when I tell them something, they may not take it seriously, because I tell them very politely. Then I tell them second time, a little more assertively, and then when third time I go very rude, the work gets done. So I don't want to become rude. I actually want to stop myself at the assertive self, and then would expect them to get the work done, or do the assigned work. Fine. So I don't want to follow up. I don't want to do all those things. I feel that if the task has been given to them, they're supposed to do it. That is their job. They should do it. And I try to speak to them very nicely in the beginning. Then when it doesn't get done, I try to speak to them a little assertively. Then it becomes rude. So the point that I want to make is how to control and not become my ruder self or rude Sumi. I want to understand that how I can get the work done in a polite manner.
Okay. First of all, I really appreciate the way you have explained that you want to be polite throughout your communication or conversation with the fellow colleagues, administrative staff. I hear that you want to get the work done in a polite way. I hear that you want that people, administration staff should understand that the urgency of work. Okay, it seems that you would want to explore the communication, the ways of communication by which the task can be done by them in one go.
Yes.
Okay. So tell me more about when you say that you would want them to complete the task at one go. What do you have in your mind when you say that?
I mean that if, let's say, my director would assign a task to me, I won't wait for him to remind me second time, third time, and then do. I will do it because director has told me to do it. Similarly, if I am telling my staff, as the head of the department, to do something, I would expect them to do in one. If I have told them they are supposed to do it, I need not follow up with them. That is
Understand.
what I mean when I say in one go.
Understand. Okay, I got that. So, correct me, tell me if I'm capturing the essence correctly for exploring the topic for today. You would want to explore the ways of communication by which your communication becomes powerful and you get the task done at one go.
Powerful, I would say. My communication, I don't think, is not powerful. The communication is powerful. I don't create the sense of urgency in the communication, or I don't create that assertiveness in my communication, which is required to get the work done, or I don't know what is the reason why it takes 2 3 times. I also am trying to explore that, yeah.
Okay, so you would want to explore the ways to be more assertive while communicating the task to your administrative staff.
So that the work can get done.
Okay, so, tell me, when you say being more assertive, what does it mean to you?
It means that the word assertive for me is to clearly communicate whatever I want to communicate in a kind of adult to adult communication, and I also want them to understand that the task that is being assigned is important. And they should give priority to this. Specifically in this context, the assertiveness, when I say, I mean.
Okay. So I hear that when you say assertive, it means adult to adult communication.
Yeah.
I hear that they should feel the task is important. I hear that they should be able to prioritize it.
Yes.
Understand that. Understand that. So, what makes being assertive in communication to, in a way to get the works done become so important to you now?
Sorry, I didn't get your question.
So, what makes being assertive, looking at or exploring the ways of being assertive,
Okay.
become so important to you now?
Because I am someone who would like, I feel that if something has been assigned to me, some work has been assigned to me, it should be done properly, and timely. And I do things usually in a planned manner. So if I'm saying or assigning some task to my subordinates, it is actually being told to me by my director. Fine. So the director sir has told me something. I usually would get it done through my set of employees. And of course, I also have certain deliverables. So if I won't get the quality work on time, then my deliverables suffers. So therefore, it is important for me to actually, they should do work timely in a proper manner.
Okay. So I can understand it becomes important to you because the work has been assigned to you should be done in a proper and timely manner. I hear that you plan your work.
The work that I have assigned to my subordinate should be done in a timely and proper manner.
I hear that you plan your work in advance.
Yeah, I like to plan my work in advance, yes, because last minute it may happen that we may not be able to submit the quality work. So it's good to plan it well, do it in a systematic manner so that the outcome is good.
So it seems exploring the ways of assertiveness becomes important to you to get the things done on time.
Yes, but also with certain quality.
Understand. Okay. So, what is so significant about exploring the ways of being so assertive now, and what is the impact in future for you?
The impact of being doing work properly, because it has an impact on career and it okay, I actually personally don't I'm a very sincere person, I believe, and if some work is being done given to me, I will do it with utmost sincerity. And I probably expect the same from others. And when I don't see that, I feel that why is it so? So I think if some work has been assigned to me, it is very important for me to do it in a manner which has a tag. This work definitely would have been done by Sumi. Fine. So no mistake, no, and it has a certain level of quality, or some training programs that we do, clients should share. So we leave imprint when we do certain activity, and it is there always against our name. So therefore, I think whatever we take up, it is important for us to do it with utmost sincerity. So therefore, that is what it is. When we look for in future, I don't want anyone to say or think that it was a casual attempt.
Okay, I hear that you mentioned that you are a very sincere person. I hear you expect the same way the people should behave. They should do the work with utmost sincerity. You have also mentioned, I hear that you have mentioned about the quality of work. I hear that in future it impacts your image if it has not been done properly.
Okay.
Okay.
Image, yes, but more from okay, you can say image, but yes, I think that if people understand that if there is something wrong has happened, it definitely would have been the someone else, not Sumi, most of the time. So I would take pains to
Fifteen
make
minutes.
things happen. So it won't actually finally go wrong. Fine. So I try my best to fix things and still show up.
Excuse me, 15 minutes up. Please go ahead.
Okay. It seems that you would want to make things happen with quality, with utmost quality.
Yes.
Okay, at given time.
In a given time, yeah.
Okay. Just a second.
Yeah.
Okay. So what is so meaningful about exploring the ways of being assertive to you?
Exploring the ways of being assertive. What do I mean? I told you, it is more about communicating in a way that my subordinate should understand that the work is important. They should prioritize it, and they should keep communicating and complete the work on time with the expected quality at this stage, yes. So I should be able to tell them in such a way that the message is very clear that I want. And I think I do that. Okay, I
Understand.
think I do that. The problem is still the communication doesn't get transferred, and then sometimes I go beyond that.
Okay, I understand that. Okay, so I hear that you have mentioned that you communicate effectively. I hear that it doesn't get translated in that way. Tell me, Sumi, what is getting clearer to you now?
Maybe what is getting clearer is actually I don't have any answer to this,
Okay,
but
so you have mentioned two, three things while having a discussion. You have
Sorry,
mentioned about the
can you please be a little louder?
you have mentioned two, three things while having the conversation. You have mentioned about making the things with the quality in a given time. You have
Yeah.
also mentioned about being assertive. So you said that you are assertive, you communicate effectively, but still things are not happening at one. Hence, you are looking for or you are exploring the ways by which you can make people work or complete the assignment at one go on given time with the
Yes.
utmost priority.
Yes. This is what is the situation. I do communicate to them. I think I speak to them. First, I would speak to them in an adult-to-adult conversation as we assign tasks, and then we then if I see that there is no progress, then again I check on it, and then it happens so that in the last minute we would be trying to fix things, and then I sometimes then I communicate something which I think is very unlike Sumi, so I don't want to go there. Therefore, I wanted to understand what shall I and how shall I communicate that I can transfer this message clearly to my subordinates. So maybe that is what clearer to me, how I can communicate that the message gets translated. But that is what I want to understand, and this is clear to me. Yeah.
So, what I'm understanding that you are looking for, how shall you communicate to transfer the message to your subordinates, administration staff, so that they do the quality work on time.
Yes.
Okay, I understand that. Okay. Okay, so tell me one thing. When you say you would want to explore the ways of communicating to your administrative staff to transfer the message so that they can get the work done on time, or you can get the work done on time and with quality, what needs to shift in your perspective to get this thing?
What need to shift? I am not able to understand the response to this. What need to shift? Maybe the I think I'm saying assert. I think I communicate assertively, but I don't. Maybe that. So that may shift, wherein so that I think that I communicate and tell things very clearly, but I may not be doing that. So that can shift.
So I hear that you said you are being assertive, but it seems that you are not too sure on that.
No, I think I'm sure, but maybe I don't know actually. I'm not very sure. Yeah, fine. I'm not sure whether I told you that I communicate in three stages. In the sense, firstly, I would be very polite, will tell them how to do, what to do. Second conversation, when the things doesn't get done, things won't get done, then I would tell them assertively, wherein my voice would be very firm. I would indicate that this should be done by these time, these and this quality and this time and all. But then, if it doesn't get done, then I'll ask questions: why, how, why this didn't get completed, or all these things. So I then feel that probably I would not. This is the problem. So I don't know how to package this. Why I have to communicate three times?
Got
Why
it.
not in one go? Fine. But your point that I'm not sure, I actually don't know. whether I communicate to the to my subordinates in assertive manner or not, because I have a feeling that had I communicated them in an assertive manner, they would have done it. Fine. So therefore I'm saying this. Though I feel I have very assertive communication type. So, but still it's possible.
I hear that you mentioned about three steps which you follow. First, being polite, then being assertive, and then you being aggressive.
Yeah, so I not I follow, it happens. So it happens that any things sometime when I assign work, I will be very calm, composed, and I will tell them, but it won't get done. So mera thoda sa assertive self I put, and when it still doesn't get done, then my third self, which I was telling you all, which I don't want to put forth sometimes. Yes, three
So
stages you can say.
tell me, Sumi, what would enable you to get clearer in your communication so that that message has been transferred in one go?
Excuse me, 25 minutes up, last 5 minutes. Okay, thank
What will enable me? I think more communication will enable me. That's what I think. I try doing that, but sometimes it happens that I'll take a step. I'll probably go communicate. Try to be very friendly so that they will be open to me, discuss things with me. And that happens also. But maybe I will continue doing that to enable it. One, number two, okay, one more point, which is not all the subordinates I face this problem. Fine. So there would be a few specific subordinates who with whom I end up facing this problem. So yeah, what will enable them is enable this is probably having more communication with them, open communication. Why is there any reason? I have done that also, and not very successful in this, but still I still feel that the communication can be solved through communication only. Communication problems can be solved by communication. So I that probably would enable.
So what I hear that more communication would help in getting desired result. I hear that you spoke about being more open and friendly. I also hear that you mentioned that there are very few who with whom you are facing this such problems. I also hear that you mentioned communication problem can be solved by communication. So it seems that you would want to be more open and have more communication, timely periodic communication to them.
Yes, ideally, yes, I should do that. And I think I try my best to do that, but yeah, more of that would help.
So what we are discovering now?
That I should do more open communication with my subordinates.
Is it okay to kind of just close it with this question, if you don't mind?
Okay, from my side, ma'am. Is it okay, ma'am?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Gayatri, would you stop the recording, please?